Jack Brady wanted to fly again. It had been almost 30 years since he'd been in the cockpit of the helicopters where he'd spent daily hours in the late 1960s and early 70s. So, a few months shy of 88, he turned up at the heliport on the city's east side and found the man who now holds his old job of commander, Captain Kevin O'Sullivan.
This man walked into the helicopter unit. We didn't know him. He'd been retired for quite a few years, and he claimed that he started the Kansas City, Missouri helicopter unit and had flown back some helicopters from Long Beach, California. Well, to make sure, you know, that he was telling the truth, he pointed himself out in a picture here of an old news clipping that we had here.
Brady later sat down in the hangar to talk with reporters and reminisce.
But I would like to fly one again. It's been probably 30, 40 years now since I have. A world of a difference now, you know, the way they fly them and what they've got in them, new ships now. They almost fly themselves compared to what we used to have to do.
The originals were light, low-powered, and tricky to control. But they had a view cops had never had before. Helicopters sold themselves once they got into the air over Kansas City streets, and a pilot could see what cops on the ground couldn't. They could direct the way to people being chased. They could spot stolen cars, 30 or 40 a month, as Brady remembered. They helped find missing people. There was the little girl who hadn't gone home after school, and parents were worried.
And we went up in the helicopter. We had the speaker, a loudspeaker on the outside. And the guys were flying around. I can't remember the kid's name, but they kept saying, "Go home, get home right now," you know. Later, the parents said that little girl fell in the door. Said the angels was telling her to go home. I said, "There's anything but angels in that pilot that helicopter up there."
You see, they might have been pilots, but considered themselves cops first, and there was some cowboy swagger about them in the early days. First early police helicopters cost $300,000 each. Ones in use today are closer to $3 million. And Brady wanted to ride in one. Permission was granted, and so Jack Brady went out, watched by two of his grown daughters. Cindy Ragsdale watched him climb aboard.
I really didn't think that he would be able to go up due to just some health issues, but he's so strong and he will not back down from anything. And to see him go up just actually brought tears to my eyes because I'm so thrilled for him and excited.
Only proving that young men will dream, but old cops can too.
We'll be talking, and he'll tell me he dreams of, at night, of flying with helicopters.
So Jack Brady got his 30-year-old wish, and pilots of today got to see the man who made local police aviation a regular tool. I'm Dan Verbeck, KCOR News.